From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. stops Syria talks with Russia. State Department spokeswoman Elizabeth Trudeau cited continued military attacks against civilian targets by Russian and Syrian forces.
Unfortunately, Russia failed to live up to its own commitments, including its obligations under international humanitarian law and UNSCR 2254, and was also either unwilling or unable to ensure Syrian regime adherence to the arrangements to which Moscow agreed.
The U.S. will continue to communicate with the Russians to reduce the possibility of conflicting counterterrorism operations. The U.S. move to pull out of the talks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree suspending an agreement with the U.S. on disposing weapons-grade plutonium, citing what he called unfriendly actions by the U.S. The United Nations is warning the lives of tens of thousands of refugees fleeing war and persecution are at risk. Lisa Schlein reports from the annual UNHCR Refugee Conference.
The most recent figures put the number of refugees and internally displaced people at more than 65 million. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi says the gravest displacement crisis continues to be generated in Syria.
We have run out of words to describe the death, destruction, and suffering willingly inflicted on civilians by the parties to that conflict.
The exodus of people from Syria has created the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Turkish government says the state of emergency that went into effect following the failed coup July 15th will be extended another 3 months. The extension begins October 19th. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says it has targeted a prominent al-Qaeda leader in an airstrike in Syria. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis said the strike Monday targeted a core al-Qaeda member. Media reports in the region say the target was Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a former companion of now-deceased al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. The report says he was targeted by a drone strike Monday in Syria's Idlib province. Also, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a suicide bomber killed 14 people Monday at a wedding near Hasaka, Syria. It reports many wounded. Political leaders in Colombia are trying to decide what to do now that following the unexpected voter rejection of a peace agreement with the leftist FARC rebels. Its passage would have ended a 52-year-old war in the country. President Juan Manuel Santos plans to meet with all political parties. He's ordered negotiators to return to Havana, Cuba, where 4 years of peace talks had taken place. Voters narrowly rejected the deal, 50.2% to 49.7%, or by a margin of just 54,000 votes. Taliban insurgents are said to have overrun a sizable section of the Afghan city of Kunduz after staging a multi-pronged offensive. Residents say fighting is raging in the central part of the provincial capital. They say Afghan security forces are trying to defend the regional police headquarters and the office of the governor. A hurricane warning is in effect for Jamaica and Haiti, as well as parts of Cuba and the Bahamas, as Hurricane Matthew moves through the Caribbean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the center of Matthew will approach Jamaica and southwestern Jamaica Monday night and eastern Cuba on Tuesday. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign remains on a New York Times report that Republican candidate Donald Trump lost so much money in 1995 that he was able to legally avoid paying taxes for nearly two decades. Democrat Hillary Clinton is accusing Trump of getting rich at taxpayers' expense. Trump's allies say he was a genius for legally avoiding paying millions of dollars in taxes. Meanwhile, Trump spoke Monday with retired military officers in Virginia before traveling to Colorado, both closely contested states. New York State's top legal officials on Monday ordered the charitable foundation headed by Donald Trump to immediately stop soliciting contributions. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the Trump Foundation is not registered to seek public donations. He says unless the foundation files are required paperwork in the next 15 days, it will be considered a fraud on the people of New York.
That's the latest world news from VOA.